No. I'm Hanan Saeed. I'm a student at the Community College of Rhode Island. I get to interact with a lot of people, obviously many of them non-Muslim, and I have never felt discriminated against. In fact, even the student body president at the Community College of Rhode Island has spoken to me about possibly facilitating a quiet self-reflection room that the Muslim students and other religious students could use as a space for prayer and just to incorporate everyone and be as inclusive as possible.
I am Ikram Haq. I'm the resident imam and scholar at Masjid al-Islam in North Smithfield, the mosque. And I've been involved actively with the Interfaith Coalition to Reduce Poverty in Rhode Island. We live in probably the best state in America. I and my family, we believe that Rhode Island is probably the best place to raise kids, the best state in America. But since this rise of Islamophobia, Muslims have been fearful of this retaliation and this reaction from the political class and from ordinary folks as well, because everyone is influenced by what they see on the screen. And every day and every night when you are beating the drums against Muslims, that Muslims are responsible for these terrorist attacks or terrorism. And the reality is that there are more than 1.8 billion Muslims around the world. And if a tiny fraction of that is responsible, you cannot put the blame on all of the Muslims. And in America, American Muslim community has been actively involved with the law enforcement, helping law enforcement, cooperating with law enforcement. We have meetings with the law enforcement, with FBI and other officials, and we get to hear from them firsthand. And their reflections are completely different than what the politicians are saying.
My name is Umar Akbar. By profession, I'm a physician. I work at Rhode Island Hospital, and I'm an assistant professor at Brown University. Outside of work, I am the co-founder and the current president of a charitable organization called A Hope, Americans Helping Others Prosper. And we help refugees coming into the country, and as well as helping locals who need help. I think I would agree with a lot of what the imam has said. And I agree that although personally I've not felt singled out or insulted or attacked directly, there are many Muslims amongst the millions of Muslims that live in this country who do feel that way and who have been attacked. And sometimes a rise in Islamophobia is associated with, you know, election season. So it just happens naturally that way, unfortunately. But this year, you know, it's has reached a record level. Although I would agree that here in the state of Rhode Island, I think we have Rhode Islanders are really great people. And so we don't have as much of that.
Why would that be, do you think?
I think it's probably because of a lot of interfaith activities that have been going on for quite some time, as the imam alluded to earlier. You know, we've been involved and we show up and show solidarity for each other in times of goodness and times of difficulty. And so I think that has helped. And I think that's a model probably for the rest of the country to follow.
Hanan Saeed, at your school, is there a concerted effort by everybody to get together and talk about this? Politics, that kind of thing?
My chemistry professor does take the time every class to mention the elections and how important it is for us as the younger generation to pay attention to such things because, as he says, he's going to die soon and it doesn't matter to him and he's very worried about us. So I can understand his concern.
So can you all tell me how you're going to vote this November?
Imam Ikram here again. This entire election cycle has been so demeaning, so depressing. I have never seen anything like this. I've never heard of anything like this. So we are making up our minds on who to vote for, considering all the pros and cons. But the whole cycle has been so depressing because of what has emerged from especially Donald Trump, what he has been saying about disabled people, about Muslims, about immigrants, Mexicans, and all of that.
One of the topics of controversy, both in the state here and around the country, is admitting refugees into the United States. And Dr. Akbar, I know you're involved with helping resettle refugees here. Can you speak to the fear that some people have that we have no way of knowing who we're letting in and it could be someone bent on harming us?
Yeah, I mean, I have full confidence in the authorities when they do background checks and admit people into this country. You know, I think they do a very thorough job. And when I see a refugee, I never think of them as being anything other than a very vulnerable part of society. In fact, they're not just homeless. They're actually countryless, probably the most vulnerable people here. But I think for us regular folks, we need to be, you know, humanitarians. We need to be normal human beings and help people.
So let's close with what you might hope for the future here. After this election, as we move forward, what would you like to see?
There's so much division at this moment before the election. So my hope is that once this election is over, whoever is elected as the president of the United States and whichever party is elected, my hope is that the country comes together and start working together on the issues that concern all of us.
Hanan?
I agree. I'm hoping for peace and justice to end, I don't know, any senseless hate. I'm hoping for a better America and a better world.
Are you hopeful now or not so much?
I am, always.
So, Umar Akbar, I'm very optimistic. I think they say the darkest part of the night is just before dawn, and I think the dawn is coming. After this cycle of elections, you know, I think the country's going to come together. But I think people need to understand the consequences of what they're doing just to get into office or just to, you know, be more popular or famous. Because those things, as the questioner in the debate asked, how are we going to deal with the consequences of this after the election? And I think we need to have real talk amongst people. And if you look at the research that suggests that the negativity amongst people who don't know a Muslim versus those who do know at least one Muslim, and this doesn't have to be like their best friend or anything, just knows somebody, a relationship, that negativity drops in half.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in today and talking to us and sharing your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.